Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome a special conversation with Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, following reporting from Kyiv that Secretary Blinken and Secretary Austin are now or have been meeting in these last hours with the President of Ukraine, Mr. Zelensky. Professor, a very good evening to you. Mr. Zelensky,
good evening to you, sir.
Mr. Zelensky repeats again and again, we need weapons, heavy weapons, offensive weapons. We need them now. I understand what he wants from the United States and from NATO. What does the Biden administration want from Zelensky? Why send your two major figures of the cabinet to Kyiv, to the risks of Kyiv, to meet in an office with a man who keeps saying, give me weapons, give me weapons? What does the Biden administration, what does NATO get from this meeting? Good evening.
Good evening. Well, I think that the first thing that we get is a meeting. And this is important if you're somebody who checks boxes. On Friday, Mr. Blinken had a press conference with the Prime Minister of Ukraine, and he noted that this was the first time the Prime Minister of Ukraine had visited Washington. And this visit by Austin and Blinken at the end of 2 months of war is the first time that our two cabinet-level officials have gone there. But I think that, of course, the fact of the meeting is not as important as the substance. And what I would say is that there's probably very little substance. And I would couch that by observing about Mr. Blinken that I've compared the speeches, the press conferences that Mr. Blinken and Mr. Austin made on Friday. And Austin was rather down to earth, saying that we supported Ukraine and we would stick with her in battles now and battles to come, and that we were trying to design weapons packages that would be helpful to them. But he was not a cheerleader at all. He talked in a sort of a professional way. I always think of what did Churchill offer in World War II, a blood, toil, tears, and sweat. That is what wars are about. Mr. Blinken's talk was very, very almost gushing with enthusiasm, and he said that there's no question that a free and independent Ukraine is going to be around long after Mr. Putin has disappeared, and he said that we will stay with Ukraine through this war until they win it. And my immediate reaction to that was that either this man is uninformed about the history of wars and how very difficult it is to win them, terminate them, control them, all the rest, and how you never know what's going to happen and you have to be working all the time, or he is simply showboating and he's full of a lot of peppy rhetoric about how, of course, inevitably the forces of freedom and goodness are going to prevail over Mr. Putin's irresponsible war. But we, in fact, we don't know that. That depends on what Blinken and Austin and Zelensky decide. And my feeling is that we don't want them to bring back a decision to Washington about that. I think that what they want, what the president and the rest of the administration want, is a kind of protraction in which no decisions are really necessary. And that is simply not on the menu. Something is going to happen. Either Russia is going to gain an advantage or Ukraine is going to gain an advantage. But one way or the other, either Ukraine is going to win or she's going to lose. And we have to understand that those are the stakes. And I don't think that Mr. Blinken does.
The heavy weapons that Kyiv wants, more and more heavy weapons, weapons that were out of the question in the first weeks. This looks like escalation. It certainly presents the story to Moscow that they've been using recently, that this is a war not with Ukraine, but with NATO. Is that useful to the administration? Does the Biden administration gain by being associated with a war, with a NATO war?
Well, I don't think really that NATO is terribly, they are important in the fighting of this war, but we are critical. And I think that after, if and when it ends, that the important thing we're going to see in NATO is going to be very substantial changes, I hope, in the way that national security is viewed. Now, the Biden administration has shown a curious ambivalence about the Ukraine war. On the one hand, as Mr. Biden himself said, this man, Putin, cannot continue in power. That was a most irresponsible, or how shall I say, it was a very unprofessional thing for a president to say. And if we get to it, it has contributed to the talk about nuclear danger in Ukraine. But on the other hand, in some sense, they're not serious about winning it, because the way that you win is by hitting them with everything you've got so that they're reeling back in an offensive. You don't win a war by first fighting with pistols and then switching to hunting rifles and then switching to semi-automatic rifles and, you know, then switching to artillery and then switching to howitzers and then switching to multiple rocket launchers and then switching to switching to aircraft. I mean, that's not how it's won. I mean, it's like, as Clausewitz in his first paragraph compares war to a duel or a wrestling match. And the point in those is to knock the other guy out or to pin the guy as fast as you can. And in war, that is the best way to secure a peace. That is to have a decision, a military decision, and then build the peace on the facts that the military decision has created. I think we're very ambivalent. Nobody in the administration has ever been in charge of a war. I saw the deputy assistant, or he's the assistant national security advisor. He looks like one of my students. I can think of a dozen people who have in their bones knowledge of human violence and warfare who would be able to advise. But I don't think that this young man, promising as he may be, is right. And I don't think Biden's got anybody who really understands about war.
Professor, the heavy weapons that Kyiv wants, do you anticipate that this will be the last time Mr. Zelensky begs for heavy weapons? Do you believe that the administration can answer all of his concerns by just showing him the shopping list that's coming his way? You mentioned that this is incremental escalation. Why not just say you can have everything included in this list and publish the list and let Russia know what's coming?
I think that would be very wise. Remember that the reason that Putin felt free to take this truly fateful step. We don't know where it's going to lead, but we're not, wherever that is, we're not remotely near the end of this thing, was that he didn't know what was coming. If during the 2 weeks before, when we knew that the invasion was coming, but it hadn't actually happened, if we had then shipped all kinds of serious weapons, comparable or better than the Russian weapons, in sufficient quantity that the Russians would know that they would have a firefight, a serious firefight, the minute they crossed the border, and that they couldn't be sure that they'd be able to defeat the Ukrainians, I think Mr. Putin would have said, well, maybe this isn't quite what I want. Maybe I'll look for a softer target. But this incremental approach, in many ways, prevents, it stretches out the period of bleeding in the war without contributing anything to the quality of the solution in the end. So my reaction is very much, and it's interesting that Kissinger, of all people, agrees with me on this, which is that you really, in negotiations, he says, you make your absolutely best bottom line offer at the outset. You don't just sit there and chit-chat. You say, look, this is what we're offering. You take it or leave it. And he shows some understanding of psychology there. Likewise, if there had been C-5As constantly going to Ukraine, out of which were rolling various heavy weapons comparable to what the Russians have, I think the Russians would have probably have stayed home. So I'm all in favor of arming the Ukrainians to the teeth. That's in our favor.
Professor H.A. Mackinder, international relations, commenting on what we know so far of the meeting by the Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, with the President of Ukraine. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.